Okay. This is kind of a sorry about this. There's a first step that I do when I record, which is sometimes my system doesn't process audio correctly when recording, and I usually do a quick test record to make sure that that isn't happening. And I forgot to do that this time, so I got like 15 minutes into this, and then I was like, oh, I should check, and I checked, and it wasn't doing it right. So there's you'll hear a bunch of audio artifacts in this, and not in this part, but when I actually start the thing, because after I realized that I'd messed up, realized I really should get back to work. I have another recording later as well. I should probably save my voice, but I do intend to do this whole thing at some point. In the meantime, I thought I would just send like a rough cut of this false start. When I do this for real, I'll re-record all this, because again, there's like glitches in it that I would want gone. But you know, because I want to cheer you up. Because, you know, the main reason is because I saw in your response on AO3 that comment might have put you off of writing more fics like this. And I'm hoping this might maybe put you back on, because I really hate it when I see someone say that, oh, you know, this has discouraged me. That's not, you know. So I would like to encourage you. And if you want to be around when I record the whole thing at some point, I have a Discord server, and I usually record stuff live in there. I didn't do this live in there. I was just on a whim. But let me know. Like, you can DM me. I'll send you a link to the Discord server or whatever. But yeah, have a nice day.
Yuri, I told you we should have gone right back at those crossroads. Every morning when Flynn wakes up, he tells himself that today is going to be the day that he's not going to yell at Yuri, and every day he lets Yuri get underneath his skin enough that it breaks his resolve. Today it happens before it's even noon. Yuri, the bastard, just smirks at him from the passenger seat. Flynn won't admit that the expression makes something hot twist in his stomach, and he forces his gaze back onto the road, hands gripping the steering wheel tightly. The asphalt is so hot that the air above it shimmers like a lazy mirage. Come on, Flynn, Yuri teases. We're discovering the unknown. Where's your sense of adventure? It was only 2 days into their summer road trip when Flynn discovered that, while Yuri is amazing at a great many things, reading a map isn't one of them. It's one of the things they've argued about every day for 3 weeks now. Flynn only lets Yuri read the map because the alternative is letting Yuri drive, and Flynn doesn't have a death wish. I can't believe you graduated school without being able to tell the difference between left and right, Flynn says sharply. He tries to keep the exasperation out of his tone, but only half succeeds. Well, we can't all be perfect grade-A students, Yuri bites back. From the corner of his eye, Flynn sees Yuri drop the map to the floor without even folding it properly, and he grits his teeth. Yuri stretches, languidly, as if nothing is wrong, as if they're not in the middle of a fucking desert with only a long road ahead of them and apparently no clue where to go. At least the car's tank is full. Flynn lets all the possible responses go through his mind. Anger, frustration, possibly letting this go. And he eventually settles for another deep sigh, trying to unclench his stomach muscles. They're on vacation. He should be relaxing, but Yuri, as usual, is making it very difficult.
Ease up, Flynn. It'll be fine. It's a road trip. You're supposed to not know where you're going. It's about the journey, not the destination. Who knows, we might end up at a super fancy hotel tonight where they'll upgrade us to the honeymoon suite for free.
Flynn studiously keeps his eyes on the endless stretch of asphalt before them, but he can somehow hear the way Yuri winks at him. Flynn clenches his teeth. If that happens, I'll never complain about your map-reading skills again. Yuri leans into his space, hot, hot breath ghosting across Flynn's ear and the side of his neck, and Flynn suppresses a shiver.
I'll hold you to that, Yuri whispers in his ear, low and husky.
Flynn swallows and grips the wheel harder, but this time the shiver that runs across his spine visibly jolts him. Yuri laughs as he settles back into his seat. Flynn keeps his lips pressed together, worried that if he replies now, he won't be able to keep the sliver of arousal out of his voice. That would only serve to make Yuri feel even more smug than he's probably feeling now. The tense silence stretches between them until eventually, and surprisingly, it's Yuri who breaks first. He yawns loudly and stretches before slinging his arm around Flynn's shoulders, squeezing Flynn's left biceps gently. Somehow that gesture settles something inside of Flynn that had become unhinged, and he slumps a little in his seat.
"I could really use some more coffee," Yuri says, his voice a low, slightly tired drawl now. Flynn could say a lot of things in reply, like, "Why didn't you have more coffee at breakfast, then? Or maybe if we'd gone right, we'd have gotten to a gas station by now." But the weight of Yuri's arm feels nice across his shoulders, and Flynn is warm and sweaty even with the windows open, and he doesn't have the energy to fight.
"Me too," he says instead.
Yuri reaches out to turn on the radio with his right hand, and the speakers creak to life with a radio jingle Flynn knows by heart now.
"Let's take a break in the first place we get to, okay?" Flynn asks.
Yuri nods and settles back into his seat, propping his feet on the dashboard. Flynn glances at him, and he can't help but smile fondly at the sight. Yuri is wearing black sneakers, purple shorts, and a dark shirt that's only half-buttoned. His hair is tied back in a messy ponytail, and he's put his sunglasses on. He looks like freedom and nonchalance personified, and he's both the coolest and most exasperating person Flynn knows. It's the summer after their high school graduation, and they're 3 weeks into their summer road trip. 2 years ago, on his 16th birthday, Yuri brought up the idea of traveling together after graduating high school. Flynn readily agreed, and so they both saved up enough money over these 2 years to be able to afford a 2-month trip across the country. For their graduation, Jiri and Hanks gave Flynn a credit card to use for both of them. "Why are you giving this to him?" Yuri had complained, but he'd shut up at Jiri's knowing look, and Yuri managed to talk their neighbor Raven into lending them his old, tiny Volkswagen for the duration of the summer. Every day they argue about the route. Flynn wants to plan every destination, while Yuri wants to just drive and see where they end up. Flynn stops for every red light, even in the middle of nowhere, and follows all the traffic rules to the letter, which Yuri teases him endlessly for. Yet despite all their endless bickering, despite Yuri's awful map-reading skills, and despite the heat and the lack of air conditioning in the car, Flynn loves it. A lot. Yuri seems to have come alive now that they've left the city's deprived area, and Flynn loves seeing him like this, relaxed and carefree and in his element. Flynn is less confident in unfamiliar places, but he also loves being on the road just as much. They'll have to go back eventually, because Flynn is starting college in the fall, and even though Yuri's taking a gap year, he'll have to find a job so they can find a place together to live. But for now, it's just them, a car, and endless roads to follow. Flynn glances sideways again to see that Yuri has fallen asleep. Even though the sunglasses hide part of Yuri's face, Flynn has seen him sleep a million times, so he knows Yuri looks younger asleep, more vulnerable. The shield of deflection and self-deprecating humor has melted like ice in the summer sun beating down on their car. Flynn remembers the day he met Yuri as if it was yesterday. Flynn was 7, an angry little boy after his father. A soldier, his hero, for as long as he remembered, passed away during a mission. He stayed in his room all day, refusing to even go to school for weeks. But then the neighbors from the apartment next door adopted a boy his age, a boy with raven hair and dark, piercing eyes, and that boy had waved at him from the balcony when Flynn peeked from behind the curtains. And Flynn had forgotten to be angry for a moment. From that day on, they played together and fought together. They went to school together and slept over at each other's place more often than they slept at home. When Flynn's mom died of cancer 6 months later, Yuri's foster parents, Jiri and Hanks, adopted him, too. For months after losing both of his parents, Flynn was angry at the whole world, and he felt like he had no way to express himself properly. Fistfights with Yuri were the only release for Flynn's raging emotions for a long time. He would fight with Yuri, and Yuri would fight back, almost his match. Afterwards, Hanks would scold them and their matching bruises and black eyes. But at night, Flynn would crawl into Yuri's bed in their shared room, and Yuri would stroke his hair until he fell asleep. He's not sure when they crossed the line from best friends to boyfriends. Maybe it was when they turned 13 and sleeping in the same bed became exciting, when Flynn noticed his stomach would flip whenever Yuri smiled at him. Or maybe it was when they were 14 and snuck out after being grounded and ran away to the park after midnight,
and Yuri pushed Flynn on the swing until he felt dizzy. When Flynn let himself fall into Yuri's arms, and when Yuri smelled so nice that he had to nuzzle into his neck. When they lay on their backs in the sandbox together, and Yuri kissed him on the lips and then tried to laugh it off. When Flynn said stop laughing, and Yuri did, even though Yuri rarely listened to him. They were definitely boyfriends when they were 16, and their kisses turned deep and hot. And Yuri slipped his hand into Flynn's shorts, and Flynn heard himself make noises he never thought he'd make. They have been joined at the hip, for better or worse, for 11 years now, and Flynn wouldn't have it any other way. Yuri makes him feel every emotion under the sun, from anger and frustration to pride and love. He doesn't doubt it's the same for Yuri. After two handfuls of oncoming cars and over 2 hours of driving, they finally make it to a small town with a gas station and a diner. Flynn parks the car next to the diner and turns to shake Yuri awake. Hey, sleepyhead, time for your caffeine dosage. Yuri's nose wrinkles as he wakes up, and Flynn wishes he could see the hazy, barely awake look in his eyes, but it's hidden by his sunglasses. Ah, Yuri responds. Coherent as always, Flynn says with a grin. I think I like you like this. Yuri pouts a little before stretching languidly and shaking his head to clear away the remnants of sleep. I'm hungry. I would kill for a burger and fries.
Well, you're in luck, because there's a diner right in front of you. No murder necessary, I'd imagine.